This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking lawns and gardens, and I'm starting to see grass getting greener out there. That is good to see. I'm seeing those good, healthy-looking weeds coming back again, and we're going to be learning all about that this morning. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service, where they always have fun making folks happy at the Ag Center. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
It's good to be here this morning.
And the rain that we've been having has done wonders.
It has, Bart. As you mentioned, grass is greening up quite a bit. Trees, I'm starting to look a little better. And some of our late crops, especially in our gardens, are starting to enjoy that rain as well.
Absolutely.
So we're looking for to continue to have some good fresh vegetables at the farmer's market.
Has the weather impacted the farmers much, or have they pretty well made it through it okay?
Our row crop farmers, the ones who actually grow corn, cotton, and soybeans, have suffered quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But our vegetable growers have suffered some, but a lot of those vegetable growers know every year they have to irrigate anyway, so they are really prepared to irrigate. And they have been applying water quite a bit throughout their garden. They probably be applying a lot more this year, which is obviously kind of costly for the ones who are on municipal water versus the ones who have wells. I'm sure are doing quite well. But I mean, those wells, so we have had some wells to be low, and they have to cut back on some of that as well, because they get dry. Some wells get dry and low, so they have to cut back on some of those. But overall, I think our farmers market, we're doing fine. We're doing good.
As you look back over the past week and sort of think about the phone calls that you've been receiving from the public, have there been any particular issues that have come up that seems to be pretty frequent? Everybody has the same question?
This week it kind of been sporadic. We've uh-huh. had folks to bring in spiders, lots of spiders. We had a lot of people to bring in other types of insects that are feeding on their gardens or other plants in their yard or landscape. Probably the most common thing is when we have a drought like this, and we think about our farmers or producers, we really see when they're feeding corn and other type of grasses like Johnson grass, when they're feeding livestock, what happens is they have a real high nitrate rate. So we're seeing a lot of farmer test their forages that they're feeding their livestock, and they are coming back with high nitrates, and so they're doing more testing. So they have to be hesitant about feeding those forages to their livestock when it's high nitrates, because that will actually kill their cattle. Hmm. So we are seeing more and more people test that, and we are seeing more and more people have that when it's real dry, and especially when they fertilize early, and that fertilizer hasn't, and the plant was so dry, the plant wasn't growing and taking it in. So really, we're seeing a lot of possible nitrate poisoning on a lot of cattle. But they are catching it, and we're doing more testing, and they haven't started feeding a lot of that yet. So we are really kind of watching our producers a lot right now, helping them with informing them, make sure they test that before they feed their livestock with that.
Now, you mentioned you'd had a lot of spiders coming in. What's the outbreak of spiders?
I don't know. I guess they're real active. I don't know if the rain or they've been kind of start to move around. We were seeing most of them, people suspect they were probably brown recruits, but they are not. There are tons of different types of brown spiders, and most of them have been little wolf spiders and things like that. And not only that, we've seen spider mites. which are real small mice. We see there are really two types of spider mice we're seeing come in as well. They're you won't see those like the regular wolf spider, but these usually feed on different foliage of plants. And I guess because a lot of the rain and more moisture in the plant, then there's more chlorophyll and more water in the leaf tissue for those plants, for the insects to actually feed on. So we're seeing spider mice to affect a lot of gardens, really. They are affecting a lot of beans, tomatoes, and things like that. But those little mice are a little difficult to identify and control. But we are seeing them on, and not only spider mites affect vegetable crops, they affect trees and shrubs. We're seeing them on a lot of different plants, whether they're the red spider mites or. So they're really, we're seeing the warm season mite we're seeing a lot of. And so we're really seeing quite a few of those to come in as well.
Speaking of watching things, here we are the ninth day of August, and August is the month where we need to watch for fogs. The number of fogs you see in August, that's the number of significant snowfalls for the winter. So I'm not sure, have we had some fogs yet?
We had one Tuesday morning. I'm in Chicago. Okay. I was like, wow, this is heavy.
So now it's coming together.
Yeah, there's will be a heavy one on Tuesday.
Big
for sure.
Fog on Tuesday, this past Tuesday morning. Okay, and so that means that's at least
one heavy
big
snow.
Heavy snow. Okay.
That's right.
This is the truth. I mean, these are things that, you know, people use. Dwayne Trail, hopefully, will have our folklore forecast come November, somewhere in November.
All right. Do we have them scheduled at the WG?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know.
We'll
work on that.
That's right. He is a legend in the area. 893-1450 is our phone number if you have any questions or comments. Maybe you've had some spider issues. Have you seen a larger number of spiders than usual? And that has something to do, too, with the folklore forecast. Spider webs that are lower. If they're real low, that means something. So I'm not sure when you start counting that. I guess it's whenever the spiders start making webs, but they must not be too high, because the other day I was walking out of the house, ran right into a spider web that decided to make one overnight.
They are pretty fast creatures.
Yeah, they are.
They do fast. But yeah, they're everywhere. We are seeing a lot of those and pop up everywhere, so we're seeing them.
I hear we're here having a extra number of the little lizards around too this year. They're prevalent all over. Seems like more lizards than snakes. We've had a few people call with snake information, but not that many.
No, we do see quite a few folks are not as worried about lizards than they are snakes. They're not as terrified.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm wondering if this might be it. I have personally noticed more birds of prey. I mean, here in Murfreesboro, we're not talking, I don't live out in the country.
Yes.
I'd love to, but I don't. And I'm seeing a lot of hawks in the Murfreesboro city limits. And I'm guessing if there are a lot of hawks out there, they are looking for food, and I guess lizards and things like that, mice, rabbits, those are pretty tasty for them. Do they eat lizards?
I'm not sure about lizards. I'm going to go out on a limb saying since they do capture snakes and mice and things like that, they may eat lizards.
Yeah.
If that's the case, we need more around. I have a lot of lizards outside when I mow. They just take off everywhere. So I need to get out some hawk traps or something.
That's right.
To attract some more hawks around.
And I even saw one on a bird feeder. And that is something to see, because the bird feeders are usually sort of small. And this bird feeder was on a shepherd's hook. And when the hawk left, that shepherd's hook was really going back and forth quickly.
Yeah, as I drive down around the county, I see a lot of hawks, buzzards, all kind of. There seem to be more roadkill as well, so they seem to be everywhere. So,
well, maybe we have a lot of animals and don't realize it. I mean, if there's more roadkill out there too,
I see a lot of them. Even in the city limits, we see quite a bit. Which our animal control folks do a great job in getting them up, because.
But the vultures do a better job.
They do a better job, and they seem to be fighting sometimes. It's so few of them.
Yeah.
So, well, they It's do well, but we have a lot of animals. And I was talking to a guy who came by the office yesterday, and he had some pepper plants, and some creature is coming and helping themselves to his
enjoying
pepper,
it.
His pepper. They only take one bite out of them, so mm-hmm. they don't really know exactly what's helping him.
But just taking one bite.
Take one bite out of each one. I guess they're doing a sampling or something.
That's
they don't want to eat the whole thing. They just take one bite out of this one and move on to the next one.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're at the point in the program where we'll open up that phone line and take calls from you. If you have any lawn or garden questions, how are your tomato plants going? Have you had a pretty good garden season this year? 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Farmers Market in the morning. We will be telling you about that and a special environmental education program at the Farmers Market in the morning. In fact, it's going to be that way each time they have a Farmers Market for a good while now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The doctor just told her the news. Between the red cells and white, something's not right, but we're going to take care of you.
The Wings on the Radio.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Hey, Randy, how is that Murfreesboro traffic going this morning?
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road, and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
And now let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Well, a partly sunny skies early with increasing cloud cover, chance for showers and storms with highs in the lower 90s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 79.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
He ought to know that by now. It's not like he's got to read my mind to know what I'm feeling after all this time. It's just too hard to hold on to what is never.
Welcome back. It is a Thursday morning, the 9th of August. Anthony Tuggle's with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We're talking lawns and gardens, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Great.
I wondered if you all had talked about skunks.
Skunks? Yes. No, we
I
haven't.
Missed it.
Have
well,
not. Help us.
We have a little skunk. We have a bird feeder, and about 7 o'clock before it got really dark, he was sitting out under the bird feeder eating some watermelon. So, and he seems to like watermelon, and then I noticed the birds wouldn't eat it anymore. So, and some of our neighbors have had skunks. So what about skunks now?
Anthony, what about that? Have you heard much about skunks?
No, we hadn't had a lot of skunk calls since this spring. You know, I think the springtime is their mating season, and they're real active during that time of the year. But I think now is, you know, they obviously are mingling around and sound like they're just looking for food, wherever they can find food at. And, again, I was at Ashland Medical Center Parkway yesterday, and I saw one had been hit. Mm-hmm. Medical Center Parkway, so they are out and around and probably just scavenging for food this time of year. But they're not as active as they were early in the year. So we hadn't had a lot of calls, but Animal Control probably has.
Yeah,
MoFo probably called them on.
Seriously may want to call Animal Control because since this was a daytime sighting, it was daytime, right?
Well, it was getting dark. It was dusky dark, and then he came back out the next night about 8 o'clock and looking for the rest of his watermelon.
Right, because skunks are nocturnal creatures, and if they're out in the daytime too much, that gives me concern about rabies.
Yeah. Will the Animal Control catch them for you, or do they bring a trap out, or what?
I believe they'll bring a trap out for you, then come back and get it. So you just contact them, and they'll kind of advise you on that, or I think they may give you a trap. And then once you catch them, they'll come and get it still. But they will come and get the trap. So you don't have you don't have to trap them and take it to them. They'll come and we'll let the professionals take care of that. We'll let the professionals take care of relocating.
All right.
Those.
Well, thank you. I just wondered if anybody else was having little skunks to come around.
Well, keep listening because somebody may call in who have had something similar happen. Thanks
all right,
for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye. 893-1450, have you had any skunk situation at your place? And I didn't realize skunks liked watermelon. Of course, I mean, who doesn't like watermelon?
That's right.
I love watermelon. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question, if you have a comment, maybe you have a follow-up on her skunk story. I've never been sprayed by a skunk. Never want to be sprayed by a skunk. But
I was about
I hear,
to ask you, were you looking forward to it?
No. Sometimes it smells like they are very close. You go to bed at night and you smell this and you think, is that right outside the window? Who made him mad?
You drive over one that had been in the area you carry the smell with you a few extra miles.
Boy, wouldn't you hate to be the one that had to take him back to the Animal Control folks? How do they keep them from getting wild on them?
I have no idea.
I mean,
we may have to go out and do a ride along, boy.
I'll let you, and you can report back to us.
Report back, huh?
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
I can hardly hear you.
We'll talk good and loud.
Pardon?
We'll talk louder for you.
Well, wait just 1 minute.
Okay. All righty. I bet he's going to turn his radio up a little bit right there. Yeah. But sounded like he had some information. Sounded like a wise gentleman who might have some skunk information.
He's going to solve some problems.
Not about a skunk.
No skunk. Okay. No dead skunk. Okay.
By looking at your tomato plant, mm-hmm. when can you tell those mites are on there?
That's a good one. How can you tell?
What will it do? Pardon?
First, you probably notice the leaves on a lot of leaves, not just lower leaves, start turning brown and start to move up. And the plant will not only turn brown, but you start seeing some of the yellowish or light greenish colors in there that they're sucking the chlorophyll out. And so you'll start seeing it turn a little off-colored and then from there to brownish a little bit. And they also a few of them can get on some of the fruit occasionally to cause some damage to the fruit, but really usually it's the foliage of the plant, and really you just kind of go out with malathion and kind of treat those and can't really get them under control.
Okay.
Well, I sprayed with that, and it sort of burned my vines.
Now you don't. If you mix it too strong and you spread in the heat of the day, you can burn some foliage on some plants. So I really like, especially the hottest we've had and with the humidity been up like we've had. I really like spraying late afternoon for most plants, really. So you can avoid burning those plants. I really need to read the label, make sure you don't mix it too strong. Usually it's real minimal ounce of insecticide to probably about a couple of gallons of water. So there's really not a lot of product to the water. So you really, and it works quite well. So mixing it properly is the key thing from keep from burning them, and also avoid middle of the day from spraying.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And let's go to another line here. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a issue back in the spring with four baby skunks. And we called Rabies Control, and they were wonderful. They brought out a trap and brought food and brought everything that was needed to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell the lady that she can definitely call the Rabies Control, and they will take care of that for her.
All righty. Well, that makes it good. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. So call Rabies Control, and they will take care of your skunk problems, and you don't get sprayed. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you, Bart?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, talking about them skunks,
mm-hmm.
Most people, you know, I got me a cat to take care of the moles. And I was feeding the cat outside, and that brings in the possums and coons and everything and the skunks and everything else. So I caught one. I didn't want to call him. I let him go. And next day I caught the same skunk, I think. So time, if you just catch them and cover them up, they'll just go to sleep and then just set them on back for truck. And I'd usually take them over to the park and let them go.
Okay. Let's transport them to another.
They don't. They won't spray you unless you stir them up pretty good. But just cover them up, and they'll go to sleep, and then take them somewhere and let them go.
I think I'll just call you.
Okay, I'd be fine, Mark. You got my number there. Thank you, Mark. I just thought I'd throw that in. Enjoy
take
your
care.
Show.
Okay, bye-bye. 893-1450. I don't know about covering them up and taking them away. It'd be my luck that they wouldn't be too happy with that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, enjoying your program.
Thank you.
And thank you for having it. I'm not involved with skunks, but I had a little situation that it's about the dogs here in the neighborhood. And do you have anything to repel them from coming in your yard and leaving you a little package? It's getting to be quite annoying.
It is, especially if you don't see it and you step in it. What about that, Anthony? How can you encourage them not to do that?
Yes, that's what I like to know, especially when they seem to do it on somebody else's property.
Right.
Well, again, I'm not aware of any repellent that will repel them. I think we do have a leash law, and animal control would be another. Would be the people who actually to call, and they'll actually come and capture those animals for you. If they belong to some neighbors or whomever, they'll contact them and make sure they put them up, or either they still will remove the animal. So they will be the people to contact for us removing. They can resolve that problem for you pretty easily.
Well, frankly, it's kind of people, you know, you care about, but they let the dog have to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of stop over and leave something along the way. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want anybody to come and capture them, but it looked like the neighbors don't seem to care. I wonder why they always try to go somewhere else and leave something.
Well, I mean, kind of look at it. If the neighbors are not responsible enough for their animals, then they probably need, animal control probably need to take it from them anyway. So.
Well. I tell you, I appreciate your program, and just have a wonderful day, and thanks a lot for your information. I'll consider that, too.
Well, you have a great day.
Yeah, I know,
and
it's kind of hard.
Thanks for your nice programs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Just fine. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good to hear your voice, Anthony.
Good to hear you, sir.
Yeah, I miss your skunk part. I was sitting out on the porch day before yesterday morning about daybreak, and I thought of the squirrel I've been looking for. And as he got closer, he was coming across the street, and he went up under the little storm drain. Do they sleep? He never did come out. I was waiting for him to come out because I had a little package for him.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I don't think he would like it, Bart. I was going to try to sting him a little bit because he'd be hanging around here a lot here later. I was going to sting him with a little pellet gun I got. And he never did come out. Do they sleep in the daytime? You know,
I think so. I think they do sleep during the day, and they're out active during the evening and night.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you probably have to wait till late evening or at night to kind of to catch him.
Yeah, I'm not trying to catch him. I don't want him on the property. I'm trying to
just a surprise.
Just deter him a little bit.
Give him a sign. Let him know he's not welcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to kill him, but I don't want him over here. But. Sister Harden, I heard about your little dogs. I think you're probably going to have to, because I called a dog pound about some dogs, stray dogs running down through here, and they kind of slow on coming out. And, you know, you might have to use that little treatment like I got. You know, you don't want to kill them, but, you know, you probably want to let them know that they're not welcome on your property some kind of way. But I just called to put that in. Y'all have a blessed day. Have a good program.
Thanks for calling. Sir. Yeah, it just ran through my mind. If you got a water gun and put ammonia in it, would that hurt the animal? Like a dog? But I don't think they like it. It smells bad. And you could squirt them with ammonia. I wonder if that would be okay. I don't know if that hurts or not. I have no clue.
I'm not sure either.
Maybe somebody has tried that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Hey, a lot of runners carry water and ammonia mixed, and it does keep the dogs off.
Oh, okay. I knew I'd heard that somewhere.
A lot of runners. I missed what you said.
Runners.
Okay.
I was calling about you skunks. Of course, I've had a lot of interesting things with skunks, but I've watched a fella that, caught one in the trap. He just took a black plastic, you know, big black sheet of black plastic, walked over to it, covered it up, picked the cage up, put it in the back of the pickup, and drove off. That skunk never sprayed at all. So what the fellow was talking about, you know, you cover them up, and I guess that they do not spray. But it was real interesting. He just, I mean, very bravely just took that black plastic, walked over, covered up the cage, and he was out of there.
I still think I would let somebody else do that.
Yeah, somebody else did it. I didn't.
Okay.
But anyway, hey, y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling. You know, it'd be my luck. The skunk would be just like a dog. Dogs have that sense. If they think you're afraid of them, they will chase you. If you're not afraid of them, they'll come up and wag their tails. Well, if a skunk senses that you're afraid, he's going to spray you. And I'm not comfortable at this point with skunks. I don't know. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to pause for just a few moments. We will be back. If you have any more skunk stories, call us 893-1450.
When struck by an automobile or attacked by a dog.
Let's hear you sing that now. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk.
Hey, sing along, everybody.
Crossing the highway late last night. You should have looked left and you should have looked right. Didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead. Dead skunk in the middle of the road, hanging high, clapping your hands.
Rutherford County's consumer warrior.
This is the real deal.
Mark Howard, weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
We're visiting with Tina Fox at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Come visit us for all those gardening needs. We have everything you need to take care of the insects or disease on your plants. We have a wonderful gift selection. We have a great clothing department, wonderful pet and bird department. And of course, as always, we have the great farm store. So come visit us at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right now, head over to the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We'll have partly sunny skies early with increasing cloud cover, chance for showers and storms with highs in the lower 90s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 79.
Need help with an HDTV, surround sound, computers, iPods, or any gadget? Call the Tech Life, 653-4890.
I always recommend people, hey, give this guy at the Tech Life a call. He's on the up and up. He knows what's going on. I trust him. You can too.
The Tech Life, online at thetechlife.net.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Hey, welcome back. Do you have a favorite skunk story? 893-1450 is our number. Maybe you have some issues with tomatoes or garden questions. 893-1450, some mites. 893-1450. Certainly has been a different summertime this year. But we're starting to get some rain again, and lawns are turning green, and weeds are doing extremely well. 893-1450. It's amazing how quickly the weeds come back. You can mow your lawn, and if everything's green and doing well, within 2 days after you've mowed the lawn, it looks like it needs it again because the weeds are back. Now, Anthony, let me ask you this, because we're getting closer to fall, and that's a time when people who are serious about doing something about their lawns, fall is supposed to be the best time to correct your lawns. If you do this in the spring, you get rid of the weeds and everything. Do you also get rid of weeds in the fall? Is there a way to do that, or is that just totally eradicating the lawn and starting over?
But you can. It depends. If you have if you have more than 50% weeds in bare spot, it may be a good opportunity to go in and spray Roundup and really take out
the whole place.
Take out everything, and then come back in and reestablish your lawn. And yes, you're going to get some more weeds to germinate at that same time your seeds are coming up. But you can easily go in and take those out later in the fall, or either early in the spring. So really, but I know a lot of times people try to thicken their lawns by overseeding. They like to put out a pre-merge in the fall. So that's really what you cannot do, put out a pre-merge and then overseed as well. Mm-hmm. But you can go in and overseed and then let those grasses come up, and you will have some weeds to come in, and then put a pre-merge out after that grass seeds have germinated. And we will have a program at our brown bag the fourth Thursday of the month. That's the 23rd, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to discuss lawn care and the maintenance. So it will be, they can come in and get all the lawn care information they want on that day. So that will be a good program for people to come. They can get, if you have some specific questions, bring those. They can look at our turf plots and If you have some pictures of your yard you want us to see and kind of better analyze your particular yard, bring take some pictures and bring them on to with you, and we can look at that and tell you how we recommend on fixing that issue. But yeah, we have a detailed program. So it kind of depends on where you're at. But if you're just overseeding your lawn, mm-hmm. trying to thicken and stand up, then there's no need to use Roundup or any other type of non-selective herbicide to take those out. Just go ahead and work on reestablishing that. And we're probably going to have a lot of people from this year need to reestablish some tall fescue lawns.
That's Thursday, August 23rd at 11:30. In the morning.
That is correct.
At the Ag Center. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today? Hello there.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Another skunk story from this spring about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
In the Rockvale area. We had a white skunk hanging around our bird feeder out back at nighttime, eating up the odds and ends on the ground. And it was a big white skunk, reverse colors, all white with a black stripe. Anyway, that skunk cut the area here. We had been noticing for a long while. At night, the smell, like they said, is it close, is it not? One evening, my neighbor come over knocking on the door. We were just about getting ready to go to bed. And he knocked on the door and he says, "Can you come over and help me or tell me what to do?" He says, "I've got a skunk in the garage." And he says, it came from behind my hot water heater and it had chewed through the wall. He says, "I don't know what's going on." Well, anyway, to make the story short, we got rid of that young skunk, and the chewed one of those air vents that goes under the house, had chewed it open and got in there and made its nest, had its young in there, but it apparently didn't show the young ones how to get back out when they got big enough to go, and so they started looking. Well, they started chewing holes in the walls, in the plasterboard, and so he had a mess for a while. He tried, this was a weekend, and the animal control wasn't available to help out with the situation. They called around and found somebody who was able to do that, and he came out and cleaned them out of the house.
Wow.
But, he said that the skunks will look for a cool place, especially mm-hmm. when it's hot like this, to have their young, because they survival rate's much better if they have a nice cool place. That's why they go into the house.
And this was albino skunk.
I don't know about totally albino. It was all white with the black stripe down its back instead of all black with a white stripe.
Just opposite of, yeah, interesting. That's pretty rare, I would think.
Yeah, it's young, though, the black with a white stripe.
Yeah. So. Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, the next night, before two nights later, before we went to that, I went to leave my dog outside, and I've trained her to keep we have used the animal control to keep the cats away from our place because they kill the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some neighbors that don't like me over that. But anyway, I let the dog outside, and she always, if there's something in the yard, she'll take off real fast after them. She's a bird dog, and then stop at the property line. Well, I let her out that night, and she took off, and she ran towards the mailbox, and then pretty soon she come walking, well, a moment later, she come walking back with her head hanging, and apparently she found out it wasn't a cat, it was a skunk. She got sprayed, so I spent that night, I didn't go to bed, I spent that night scrubbing her with baking soda and vinegar.
Baking soda and vinegar,
it took the smell out. But it was quite a job.
I've heard washing them with tomato juice, but I've never heard of baking soda and vinegar. So it works.
Tomato juice works. It's just a little messier and
more expensive too.
I imagine extra washing to get it out of their hair. She's got long, thick hair.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, good to know that. Thank you very much.
All right, you're quite welcome.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
White skunk. I wonder, you know, the old story about the white buffalo. It's supposed to bring good luck and what have you. And I'm wondering if there's anything to that with the white skunk. We don't have that many of those. First time I've heard of one, I guess. It could happen anywhere, though. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question, if you have a comment this morning, give us a shout, 893-1450. And, of course, the farmer's market is in the morning, 7 until noon in the morning at the Lane Agri Park, and that's every Friday and Tuesday.
That's correct.
And Mimi Kiesling is having an environmental class right across. And I'm trying to picture this. This is in an outdoor classroom. Where is an outdoor classroom across from the Ag Center? I mean, right across from the farmer's market.
It's the open pavilion that's out there right across from the
Oh, the open pavilion. Yeah. Okay, the place where you, during dairy days, where you have a lot of cows.
No, not in the livestock barn. It's
no.
right across in the open air, right above the pond area.
Oh, okay.
There's a pavilion that's out there. We use it's an outdoor classroom.
Okay.
So it's.
And her class is from 8 until noon. The farmer's market 7 until noon, and it is free, I understand, to go to this classroom. And just make it a point to head over there. Tomorrow is the day. And how's it going with the farmer's market? Are you getting pretty good turnouts this year?
We're getting great turnouts. Numbers are up. Vendors have been steady. So the consumers have been happy with the product that they've been receiving. So they're getting good, fresh, locally homegrown produce. So they're doing well. And everyone seems to be happy.
Local honey as well over there.
It is. And we're seeing more and more people come through, especially with the we kind of, you know, so I guess our society, we don't care a lot of cash anymore. And people liking the debit cards, the EBT, mm-hmm. and credit card usage. So they are doing quite well with that.
Well, now, last year, you started something new, which was, really neat. And I'm curious if you're going to do it again this year, and that was the farmer's market during the Christmas season.
We are making preparations to have our winter market this year. We are changing the time. I think last year, I can't remember the exact.
Really, seems like it was Sunday afternoon.
It is Sunday afternoon. Okay. I think last time from 2 to 5, 2 to 6 or something. I think this year going to be from 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we do a lot of evaluation and surveys, and most people wanted to come in a little bit earlier, kind of like right after church and services before they go home. They want to go home and come back out. Want to kind of relax a little bit. So, really, we are changing the time. And I get those correct times back for next time. We'll get the marketing information out, but we will be open on Sunday afternoon from November, in the month of November and December up to Christmas.
And there were a lot of neat things during that one. There were a few produce items, which I guess they must have had a greenhouse, but there were a lot of baked goods, homemade soap, honey, you know, things like that, craft items. It was really a neat thing, and you had live music too. I remember that very well.
We did. And what we try to do, you know, obviously a lot of gardens are not going on during that time. There are a mm-hmm. few things we can grow outside, and we do have people that have greenhouses, and also these new wind tunnels that they've purchased with the help of Tennessee Department of Ag. Some of them and some of them their own. But not only that, you know, a lot of our farmers have I'm gonna say off farm income or value-added things that they've done on their farm, like make reefs and things like that to supplement their income during mm-hmm. the winter time frame. So we allow those items that they actually make to that they can bring to the market and sell during that time. That's the only time we'll kind of allow those value-added things like that to be sold at the market. So we do allow them to bring those items to the market, and we have people to actually sell meats that they've grown on their farm and had a process in a processing plant. So we do a lot of things like that. So it is a sight to see, and people should start making preparation to come out on Sunday afternoons in November and December. Don't come out on Sundays now. We won't be open now.
So but I mention that because it's not, you know, that'll be here before you know it.
I'll tell you what, this year is really flying by. Like you mentioned earlier, it's August the 9th. I mean, it's amazing. But it will be. It's right around the corner. We blink a couple of times. Yeah. And we'll be Christmas shopping, Bart.
But right now, we want to encourage everybody to be marking down the fogs in August.
That's right.
Because we're going to be checking on those and helping with the folklore winter forecast. And the fogs in August, those are the things that determine the amount of snowfall. We've had one significant fog. The other thing was the katydids in June or July?
I'm not sure.
I don't recall. Maybe somebody can help us on that a little bit. But that, when did they happen? And then you have your first freeze 60 days, 30 days after that. I'm not sure what it is. 893-1450 is our phone number. And these things have been pretty well determined to be fairly accurate.
Dwayne has done an excellent job in predicting the winter forecast. So we'll try to look forward to getting that done again this year.
Absolutely. 893-1450. We have just a few minutes left in the program. So if you have a skunk story or a lawn or garden question, give us a call, 893-1450. Right now, I want to encourage you to head over to Bell Furniture, 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. My buddy Perry Bell over there, he owns, he operates, he created Bell Furniture. And he did this with the thought of saving you money. And I've talked with Perry many times because I've said, Perry, people just ask me when I tell them that you can save half price every day at Bell Furniture, they flat say to me, how can he do it and nobody else does it? Well, I say that Perry focuses his whole business on doing this, that in the beginning, Perry decided to buy large quantities, and when you buy large quantities, you get discounts. And so that's one way to pass the savings on. In addition to buying trailer truckload quantities of sofas, mattresses, dining room sets, beautiful sectional sofas, in addition to buying those in trailer truckload quantities, Perry keeps the overhead down. It's just him and Linda Ferris there. You go in there, and that's the two of them. That's it. That's their whole staff. And that keeps the overhead down, too. Another way, he keeps all of the sofas and everything in one big room, and other places you go in, and it looks like a decorator magazine, and that cost a fortune. And you know who's paying for that every time you buy the furniture. Well, none of that is at Bell Furniture, and it all goes into saving you half price every day. If you don't believe me, check it out yourself. Unless you just want to throw away money, head over to Bell Furniture. 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And again, I underline this because Perry Bell said this, and I'm proud to hear somebody saying things like this. Everything he has is American made. We need to have more people say that. I mean, that farmers do it all the time. Everything that you have on sale tomorrow at the farmer's market is locally grown and produced. I mean, that's what it's about.
It is, Bart. It is.
Let's get back to the basics.
Yeah, another thing is I'm going to mention, I'm going to do a commercial for 4-H. We do have a 4-H chicken show and sale on Saturday at 9:30 at the Lang Agri Park in our center. You know, our 4-H's get baby red sex chicks, and they grow those out been growing them since March. So they've grown them up, and they're really lay eggs. So people want to come out and buy some chicken for eggs. Come to Lang Agri Park on Saturday at 9:30. We're going to have a poultry show and sale. So we'll have
This
Saturday.
Okay. So good opportunity to learn more about 4-H. Anthony, I don't know where the time has gone. We obviously have been having too much fun.
It's flown by.
But it's slipped away. Don't forget, the farmer's market in the morning starts at 7 o'clock, 7 until noon tomorrow at John Rice Boulevard. Next to Paws and just down from Sam's. Anthony Tuggle, our guest this morning. We've been talking about a little bit of everything, but we seem to always do that. Anthony, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bar.
Have a great day. Truman Jones is next.